Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel, and we're holding the fourth line from the top of the Amud. And if you recall, Rabbi Yisai, we were speaking about Mordechai, and the Pasuk tells us that Mordechai was both Ish Yehudi, Hoye B'Shushan Abira, Ushmoy Mordechai, Ben Kish, Ben Shimi, Ben Yish, Ish Yemini! Ish Yemini means from Binyamin. Make up your mind, is he Yehudi?
Reading the Megillah already, it's not Purim.
Exactly. The question is he from Yehuda? Or is he from Binyamin? I mean, one had a couple of pshatim already yesterday, and we have another pshat today, and that's Rabbi Yochanan on the fourth line. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, the Oilami Binyamin Kasi. He really was from Binyamin. My korlei is Yehudi. Alshim shekofar b'avoyda zora shekolar koyfer b'avoyda zora nikra Yehudi. The word Yehudi means, I do not believe in Avodah Zarah, I believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and therefore Mordechai had the name Ish Yehudi. Now of course every Yid is a Yehudi, he believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But remember, by Mordechai it says, Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachve. Everybody else unfortunately was willing to go and bow down. Yes, may oynis, may rotzin, bishogi, whatever, ablamaisa, Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachve. So he's the real Ish Yehudi, he's koyfer b'Avodah Zarah. Kirchsiv, I have a posik. Who is there posik? Shteitachem posik in Daniel. Isi Guvrin Yehudoin. Look at these Guvrin people, men, Yehudoin, Jewish men. Now who are they? The posik itself doesn't say, but the context is referring to Hanania, Mishael, Vazaria. And if you go all the way to the end of the posik, it says about them, they lehoch lafolchin, to your God they will not bow down. Uletzelem dehava di hakimt, and that tzelem, that gold tzelem that you Nebuchadnezzar, that you erected, leisogdin, they will also not bow down to it. So we see that's the reason why they're called Guvrin Yehudoin, because they were koifed by Bodhisar. Similarly, says the Gemara now, Reb Shimon ben Pazi.
Possible was because she said the name Yehuda is Oides Hashem.
Yeah.
So that's what Yehuda means.
That's 100% true, but there's a different connotation in the word Yehudi than it means it's a koyfer b'avodah zarah. Because just to be moedus, takazeh Hashem, a person who's constantly giving thanks and he's not a kofi toiver.
So automatically a koyfer.
It should be something
identifies
with Yehuda, the son of Yaakov, if you
want to
use that name.
Yeah, Yehuda was son of Yaakov, no question.
What's the relationship between Yehuda, Yaakov's son, that his name, why he called him Yehuda?
Why was he called Yehuda? We heard, because she was very tefreen until now, she had three, now she had four,
okay.
She has more than everybody else. Ebshimen Pazi, ki have a poslach with Dibri Ayom. When Ebshimen Pazi used to give a shiur, or when he would start learning the Dibrei Yomim, Omar Hachi said the following, Kol Dvarecha Echad Heim V'Anu Yoidin L'Dorshan. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that when you go through Dibrei Yomim, most of Dibrei Yomim is a chronology of individuals saying this person had this wife, had these children, these Einikluch, etc. However, Al Pidroshas Chazal, very often, although the Pasuk sounds like a person had several children, all we're really talking about is one child. The reason why the name is mentioned as if it was many children, to tell you that that person had many different names. And not that he was called by these different names, but he had many qualities which entitled him to many different names.
Shame really means reputation.
Oh,
that's what the word means.
Type shame, shame and type. Says Takin Imara, I'll give you an example. The Ishta Yahudiya. And as we will see, although this pasuk on the surface is talking about people that we never heard of, Ishta Yahudiya, Yoldes Yered, Avigdor, Veschever, Avisoichet, do you know anybody by the name of Yered or Gdor? But we'll see in a moment that the Ishta that we're referring to is Bisya Baspare. Most people say Basya Baspare, but the pasuk says Bisya Baspare. She was a very famous lady, because she was the one that saved Moshe Beinu when he was only 3 months old and he was in the basket on top of the yam.
She
was definitely the Basparet. So the Basik tells us that her name was Yehudia, besides being Bisya. Yolda, she gave birth, and the Gemara is going to explain she didn't give birth, but rather she raised, right? Who did she raise? Yered Avigdor, And we're going to see in the Gemara shortly that Yered and Gedor are references to Moshe Rabbeinu, as well as Vezchever Avi Soichai. Chever and Soichai are also names of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vez Yikusil Avi Zanoyach. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu is called Yikusil, he's called Zanoyach. Why did it say Avi, Avi, Avi? We'll see about that as well. The Eile and all of these, meaning Moshe plus Moshe plus Moshe plus Moshe, he was Berebisya Basparoi Ashalokach Mered, that Mered married. Who's Mered? We'll see in a moment that that was Kolev Ben Yifun. All of this the Gemara is going to explain now in some detail. So the Gemara starts off, Amai Karla Yehudia. After all, the Pasuk itself says that her name was Bisya Basparei. How did she get the name the Ishtei HaYehudia? Says Gemara, Hashem Shekavra Bavoyda Zara. Now we know why the Gemara brought this Shtikel Torah of Reb Shimon Pazi, because just like we said before, Yehudi is Koyva Bavoyda Zara, Bisya Basparei was also Koyva Bavoyda Zara. How do I know? Tichsib, Vatayin Basparei Lirchoitz Al HaYehar. What does that mean? Did she went to be lirchatz at ayor? The Rabbi Yehuda and she ordered lirchatz migilulei beis avia. She wanted to go and wash herself, rinse herself, like going to the mikveh to get off the tumah from the gilulei beis avia. So therefore, she was a koifer b'avoydazar. That's why her name was Yehudia.
It's interesting that beis avia is a woman Yehudis bat beiri achiti, and there's no such connotation that she was koifer b'avoydazar.
What can I do? Gemara continues on, Vaita Yolda, you're saying Yolda, that she gave birth, Varabuye Rabise. She didn't give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, she only raised him. Sounds like the famous Chazal, Loi Malach, Shekola Megadol Yosef Yisoyim, Betoichad Beisoy, Malukosuf Kilo Yolda, if you Megadol Yosef Yisoyim, it's as if you had a child, as if you raised your own child. So in other words, an adopted child is like a real child for these purposes. And the pasuk continues on. She was Yolda as Yered. Who's Yered? Zem Moshe. V'lamanikra Shemoi. Yered, she Yored Lehem Yisrael, Mon Biyama, because in the Schus of Moshe Beinu we had the Mon. If you remember, we had the same thing, Legabi, Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam. B'schus Miriam we had the Be'er. B'schus Aharon we had the Anonim. And B'schus Moshe we had the Mon. On the side, the Vilna Goyen takes out Mon and he says, Shehoided totally Yisrael. Both of them are from the same Shurish, Yorad or Hoyrid, he brought down. Maskim. But now the question is whether he was Hoyrid Mon, which is more of a Gashmi Stikazach, or whether he's talking about Hoyrid Toira, which is more Rochnis. Mon is also Shtikal Rochnis. Anyway, two shots. Right, it says, Yered Avi Gedor, Gedor Shagoda Pirzeseim Shel Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu, through his Muslim, through his Teichocha, and through his Hanhoga and Hanholaf of Klai Yisrael, was able to keep in their Pirzeseim so they should not sin, or at least to minimize their sin. Chever, the pasuk continues on that he was also this Chever Avi Soichoi. What's that Chever? Chever Shechiber as Yisrael Avinu Shebashmaim. He was the connecting force, he was the one that connected Klai Yisrael to Avinu Shebashmaim. He was the one that brought them together. Soichoi Shenaslam Yisrael Kisuka. He was like a protective force. What? When every time Chas Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to decree something terrible, he protected them. So he was like a sukkah. Then it says in the pasuk, Yikusiel Avi Zanoyach, Yikusiel, Shekivu Yisrael Lekel Bam Yomav. As a result of Moshe Rabbeinu's influence, Klal Yisrael was Mekabah, they sought Hashem, they desired Hashem, they yearned for Hashem in his days. Yikusiel is Kivu Lekel. Zanoyach Avi Zanoyach, Shizniach Avon Yisrael Mishal Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu through his actions was able to go and cast away. Lahazniach means to cast away, to shed away, to throw away. The Avon Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, how? By being Mespal for Klal Yisrael before the Rabbi Yisrael was willing to go and cast them aside and take Klal Yisrael back. Okay, so we darshaned every one of the names, the Yered, the Gedor, the Chever, the Soichai, but it says in between Yered Avi Gedor, the Chezer Avi Soichai. What's the Avi? The Gemara says Avi, 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 Av Betoyer, Av Bechochma, Av Benavius. The Eile B'nei Bisya, Asher Lokach Mered, all of these are the sons, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu multiplied six times, were the sons of Bisya, who was married to Mered, Freytimor Vachim Mered Shemoi. Bisya was not married to Mered. She was married to Kolev ben Yefuna. So Tiyumara, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yove Kolev, Shemor Batzas Meraglim. We know that Kolev together with Yeshua were the dissenting opinions against the Meraglim. Vises Basparoi, Shemorda Begulul Beisavia, like we said before, that she went Lirchoitz Aliyar to be Yorda Lirchoitz Begulul Beisavia, and that's why she was called Yehudia. So now we understand why the Gemara started off that Reb Shimon ben Pazi said, when he began learning Divrei Hayamim, Kol dvarecha echad. Hey, although this pasuk sounds like there's a lady Yehudia that had many children and eniklach yered avigidor chaver soicha etc. etc. It's really davar echad. Hey, it's also about one person, one Moshe Benu, vani yered ledarshin, and we know how to darshin it, because if you didn't know, Yitaka wouldn't understand the pasuk. But now that we know how to darshin, it all becomes crystal clear. Okay, we brought this because of Yehudia, Koyva Bavoda Zara, and we go back now to the Megillah. It says about Mordechai, Asher Hogla Mirushalayim, Im Agoyla Asher Hoglasa, Im Yechonia Melechiyot, Shtetach Hogla Mirushalayim. Now Rashi points out it could simply have said, Asher Hoyim in Agoyla, because after all, it says Asher Hogla Mirushalayim, Im Hagoyla Asher Hoglasa, a multiple ishoinis of Golas. Could have said Asher Hoyim Agoyla. So tomorrow, Amarava Shegolam Eatzmai. Mordechai didn't wait until Yechonia was expelled by Nebuchadnezzar. He went into Golas already previously. Why did he go into Golas previously? He's talking to Mepharshim, just like we find by Yaakovinu Ves Yehuda Sholach Lefan of Goishna to go and set up Sedrashi a Beis HaTalmud, to go and set up a yeshiva over there. So Mordechai realized that the Golas is impending. So therefore, he went there in advance to go and set up yeshivas, to build a mikvah, to go and establish yeshiva ktana, cheder, etc. That's why he went in advance to go and set up things for Klai Yisrael when they would arrive.
What does he have to say in Yishamayim? What difference does it make?
All the Yidden at that time were in Yerushalayim until they were sent into Golas. The Roiv Rubim of Klai Yisrael
was outside Yerushalayim. There was the people lived outside Yerushalayim.
We're talking about the Beis Hamikdash was still standing.
People did live. There was no room for everybody to be in Yerushalayim. People used to be a little rebel.
Before Yidden went to Golas, everybody, well, not everybody, but 99% of the Klai Yisrael was based in Eretz Yisrael, and most of them were around Yerushalayim because it's very convenient to bring Kabbonis, to be close to the Beis Hamikdash, to be close to the Kabbonis.
Already come up before, and he already made trouble
for the Ten Shvachim,
for the others. Uh-huh. So the almost probably went to Yerushalayim.
Did he go back though? And he says from the end of Rashi that.
That was Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah
went back.
Rashi says Yirmiyah find the same thing. He also Atzmai. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said tell Yirmiyah to go back there to Yisrael.
It says over there only the Chodesh and the Mazgur were left. There's a few stragglers, some farmers there, some others were left there.
Yeah.
They didn't consider him important enough to even be guidelines.
And now we talk about Mordechai, that he was, but he oimein es hadasa. Poshim shat oimein means that he raised hadasa, because as we'll see in the Gemara, she was a yisoyman. The pasuk says, ke'ein lo ovaim. So therefore, Mordechai was the adoptive father. But we'll also see other pshatim as well. Baltam is a. Ve'oimein es hadasa. So now hadasa is, of course, a reference to Esther. See, Mordechai says, kori lo hadasa, kori lo Esther. So what was the real name? Was her real name Hadasa, and she was also called Esther? Was her real name Esther, and we call her Hadasa? Tanya Meir Oimer Esther Shema. Her real name was Esther. Alomine Shema Hadasa. Al Sheim Had Tzadikim, because she was a Tzidkonius. She Nikru Hadasim, because we find the Tzadikim are called Hadasim. Where do we find that? Chaynu Oimer. Ve'oimer Ben Hadasim. This is talking about the Shechina. The Shechina was standing between the Hadasim and the Hadadasim. There is referring to Hananya, Mishol, Va'azariah. So we see that these three very righteous yin were tzaddikim. They're called Hadasim. Here too, Esther, who was a great tzaddikus, was called Hadasim. Yehuda Oimer, Hadassah Shema, the real name was Hadassah. No, Shema Esther, why was she called Esther? Hashem Shehoisem Masteres Dvorah, because she would refuse to reveal her true identity. Shinema, Ein Esther Magira says, Amav Yes Moiladeta. Therefore, because she was master, she kept that besides her, she was called Esther. Another pshat of Nechemi, Oimer, Hadassah Shema, real name was Hadassah. No, Esther, Sheyumasa Oilam Karin Oisa Al Shum Istaher. The reason why she was called Esther, because the people called her Istar. Now, what means the word Istar? Says Rashi. Rashi says Istar means Yoreach. Siara means Yoreach, means the moon. What does that mean? Yofa Kalavana. Esther shone. She was radiant, just like the moon. Just like the moon radiates as a result of the reflection of the sun. Radiates light. Esther Amalka also radiated light. That's why she was called Esther. Ben Azay Oimer. She wasn't very tall, she wasn't very short, she was a middle in terms of height. Like Hadassah apparently is also middle in height. She really had a green complexion. Why does the Torah refer to her as she being very, very pretty? and she had a chutzul chesed that made her moitze chayin in everybody's eyes, and everybody said that she was very pretty. Al tzur chayin lav dafka al tzur, that she was a radiant beauty, raving beauty. The pasuk continues on ki ein lo ova aim uva moitze via v'ima. Now this seems to be very redundant. Ki ein lo ova aim means she didn't have a father, she didn't have a mother. Uva moitze via v'ima, and when her parents died, lekocha mordechai loy levas. So why does the Torah have to repeat this twice that she had no ova aim uva moitze via v'ima? Could have just said she has no father, mother, and therefore Mordechai took a levas. It doesn't have to say uva moitze via v'ima. Islamali uva moitze via v'ilamali. Amr of acha ibrisa meisa via yoldisa meis ima. What the pasuk wants to tell us is that she never had an ova aim when she was alive. From the moment that she was born, she never already at that time had no parents. Her father already passed away when her mother was still in pregnancy, and her mother passed away never in childbirth. She never had someone that she could go and call father and mother. And that's what the pasuk therefore repeats it, to go and tell you how tragic the background of Esther Malka was. He took her for a daughter, Pashib Shafa, a daughter. Meaning that he married her, as is well known, that Mordechai married Esther. Where do we find this too? This is a reference, this is the Musar that's now being given to David HaMelech about David HaMelech, yes, thank you. Yes, about Uriah Hachiti, that Uriah Hachiti had one lamb, that lamb being Bathsheba, and then the Oishah Nebuch took that lamb away, like it says, Nosan Anovi gave Musa to David HaMelech.
This was married to Mordechai, how could she be by a
Bathsheba? Oh, that's what we're talking about that shortly. We're going to get to that. Baltumzei. Anyway, so the Pasuk said, Nochemu, V'cheinu Oimer, Ulrosh Ein Kol, he only had one kifzachas ktana, one shepsala, asherkona, which he bought, v'yichya, where he was mechayed, v'tkad limoy, and he let it grow, in other words, raised this kifzachas ktana, v'imbonov, together with his children, yachtov, together, mipitzoy toichal, he would go and feed this kifza from his own past. Nebuch is a rush, we're talking about a person who was very poor, didn't have special food for the animals, so therefore would share his own path with the, when because his ishtar would go and share his drink with this kifsa achatana, uvachei koi sishkov, and this kifsa would go and lie in his bosom, in his lap.
So he made a very small room, he had no place where to put it.
But he looked kivaz, and it was mamish like a tochter. Now, frek the Gemara, the two metaphors don't really sound correct. Uvacheka Sishkov sounds more like a marital type of relationship, and a vas sounds like a daughter. Mishum de Vacheka Sishkov, Havle Levas, El Boyes. When it says the Pasuk Vas, it really means boyes, that Vacheka Tishkov means it's a nice subtle reference to living together, and it was Bayis, it was his wife. Therefore, well, we're saying
that's what the marshal is with his wife.
Absolutely, but the Lashon HaPasuk is Baz, and therefore we're darshaning it means Bayis, meaning that Uriah Chiti, the poor person who had this kibsa achas ktana, is Uriah Chiti that had Bathsheba as his wife. So we see that Zohar refers to Bathsheba as Bathsheba. It's really Bathsheba. It's a Bayis. Hachanam of the Bayis. So just like over there means Bayis, here too it means the Bayis, that when Mordechai took her, he didn't take her for a daughter, he took her for a wife.
By that pasuk, though, you have what to learn, that there's an exception why you wouldn't learn this bas, and you learn this bas. And Mordechai is just because we're making a hekesh bas and bas.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you say there's any other reason to take it out of the simple pshat?
It's Tzad Mishim Remeir, may probably had been Masoid from his Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe's, from many Deuters, that although the Torah says Bas, it's a very nice, subtle form, but it's really referring to Bias that he went and married her. We're going to have another few Chazalim saying Vaita that Mordechai and Esther were married, as we'll see. In other words, you're right, from the Pasuk itself, there's no concrete Rai, it's based on a Drasha, but it's based on a Masoid. Exactly. Zog Mariet Zweiter, Veishevana Oroi Suri Islami Beis HaMelech. Now, it says that Esther Malka was there in the Hege, who was in charge of the Nashim, and Beis HaNashim, and Hege gave her Shevana Oroi Suri Islami Beis HaMelech. Now, what's up with seven? Why did she need seven Oroi? She could have had one trusted Gaba, what's up seven? Because she didn't have a calendar with her, and after all, she's living there among Goyim, how will she know which day is Shabbos? So if she had seven different Noorois, one of them, Sprinza, was for Sunday, Miril was for Monday, Tirza was for Tuesday, etc. So then the seventh one was Shabbos. He goes, oh, this is the Shabbos Dikr that's coming today. She knew that it was Shabbos. Again, this is not referring to Esther, it's referring to Hege, Sris HaMelech, Shomer HaNoshim. He was Mishana the Na'arois. Now, which respect was he Mishana? So we're going to have a Machloikas Rav and Shmuel, one very positive and one very negative. Omer Rav Shechila Machol Yehudi. Since Hege realized that Esther came from a Yiddish Ishtim, even though she was not Megiddis Amma B'Melarata, but apparently Hege realized he smelled it, or he told it, she told him, whatever. Therefore, he gave them to eat Machli Hudi kosher food. Shmuel Amish was a Pufaket Shechila Kadli de Chaziri, that they gave Esther and Malcolm the Naris to go and eat Kadli de Chaziri. The Bud says Kadli Chaziri, you get the sense that that's not such a kosher food. In fact, if you look at Rashi, Kadli de Chaziri, Bekunish Shmeinim, that means fat bacon, just like the Goyim eat the Havdol bacon. Now the question is, how could Esther and Malka go and eat bacon? So now we have a big, big machlokes. Rashi says, and she had no choice, so she ate never the bacon. However, you look at the last Toysvis, Toysvis screams at Rashi, she didn't eat it. The Taki gave her, but she never ate it. She left it on the plate. She gave it for the Goyim, she gave it for the animals, but she would never eat it. Anyway, machlokes Rashi Toysvis. Now, if you notice, there's a ches over here. Don't be so nervous. You see the ches by Kadli de Chaziri. Next to Kadli de Chaziri is the Masoides HaShas. If you don't have a ches, then it's an asterisk. It says in the Masoides HaShas, Pirush, Oirif Shel Chazeres, Kaloi Meroish Shel Chasa, Oruch Eirich Katal, Va'ayin Toises V'masal Kadli. So therefore, he's bringing that the word Chaziri doesn't mean Chazer. It comes from the word Chazeres. What's Chazeres? On your Seder plate, you have one that's called Chazeres. Chazeres is Chasa. This is Murar. It was Taka Bitter. But yes, in Romaine letters, I got this.
Lettuce of
something. Oh, Tazai.
Vegetarian food.
I'm sorry?
It was a vegetarian food.
A vegetarian food. It was lettuce. It was Chazeres. It was a lettuce that she ate. And that was the Bishanah. Okay.
Why do you call Chazer Chazer?
Why do you call Chazer Chazer? Why?
There's a point on that.
Yeah.
That Chazer eventually will become Mutter.
Yeah, that's a Chazer, but the Chazer Fislach. Oh, you mean Chazer will be Choyzer, afterwards will be Choyzer, will become Mutter.
I never seen
it. Yeah, okay, it's a shame. The reason why it calls Chazer, well, the Torah calls it Chazer. But Rabbi Cohen is saying that to do a drasha, that the word Chazer comes from the word Choyzer, that eventually Chazer lost the love, he's going to be kosher, and it'll be Choyzer, it'll be a Choyzer Mitzvah, so to speak. Yeah, what's up to Rabbi Cohen? You'll be the first one to give the Hashkocha on the Chazer.
Oh, you.
Bacon. Bacon, yeah. What's up to Barry?
Shmuel has been calling with Rav.
Right. It's not the first time in Shas.
So Shmuel's argument is that it was because Rav says he gave her kosher food.
Yeah.
So Shmuel's arguing. It doesn't feel like it's much of an argument if you say it was chazeres, it was vegetarian food. Uh-huh. It was under halachah.
Your vason, that's what
the vason. All right.
Yeah, but like things which were bad. The only thing is, the question here is, why change the title? Seems to say that Hegel was a good man.
Yeah.
And why does Shmuel take it out of the pashtus and say, no, either he mamash gave her treifas, or he gave her some dry vegetables?
My assumption is that the reason why he gave this fatty bacon is because there are other Gemaras that suggest that, as opposed to today, where everybody thinks the beauty is that women are supposed to be thin,
right.
Other Gemaras, it sounds like stout. Women, if they were stout, if they were corpulent, that gave them a beauty to them.
Therefore,
exactly, he wanted to go and make a pretty vachish veish, and therefore he gave zachafeta schmaltzige dick bacon, so she should come in and she should look nourished, and she should look but a big, she shouldn't look.
You know, she was stout. Jewish, could be, according to this.
Okay, is that all?
He gave her delicious, fatty food.
So okay. Kenzan. Kenzan. What's up there?
Maybe you can also say that he didn't know when he was trying to help keep the secret. So
uh-huh.
Give her a little bit. She shouldn't eat it, but people should think she's eating it.
Uh-huh. Okay, he wanted to go and be master her identity. What's up there, Mendy?
Last
says, yeah. Right. She didn't eat the chazer. No question. Question is, what did she eat? But presumably she had enough from the four spies and from the nook spies, and she didn't eat the main course. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Zeroinim, that Rabbi Yochanan said that Hege gave her Zeroinim. Zeroinim are seeds. That's what we see elsewhere. This is again talking about Hanani Mishol Vazaria, that also what they ate, they were given to eat Zeroinim. And
for conscious reasons.
And there's another pasuk over there that suggests that they looked very healthy and they looked very nourished. Here too, even though we're giving up, if you look at Rashi v'chenu Oimer, Rashi says, "Zeroinim toivim la tzadikim." Best thing is you eat seeds and then you stay away from non-kosher foods. So the Meltzer over there, Bechanan Mishrozari, gave them to write him here too by Esther Balka. Okay, what happened there in the base Hanoshim? Shisha Chadoshim Shem and Amor, Shisha Chadoshim Bab Samav, Samruke Hanoshim. The question is, what is there Shem and Amor, my Shem and Amor? Reb Chia Bar Abba Omre Stakis. Stakis is balsam oil, and balsam oil apparently is a nice cosmetic for ladies. Rav Huna Omar Shem and Zayshli Hevi Shlish. This is olive oil that did not grow Zayson. They didn't grow a third of their growth. Apparently, this is very, very good and very strong. We'll see in the Gemara what is it good for. The Tan Reb Yehuda Omer Anfekinon. Anfekinon is a name for Shem and Zayshli Hevi Shlish. V'lama Sochan Oisai. Why would women use that for a shmirach to go and smear like a cream on their skin? Shemeshir Esa Seyor Huma Adin Esa Basar. Shemeshir Seyor, it's a depilatory. It causes the hair to come out. Huma Adin Esa Basar makes the skin very smooth. Therefore, they use it like as a cream. This is in the Afakninon, the Shemen's eyes. Okay. But every Boboike Hishova, every night, Esther, or by the other Noshim, would come at night and they would leave in the morning. Here, at least one time, the Megillah is going and saying a compliment about Achashverosh, that he was never Meshamash Mita during the day, it was always at night, so it shows that a Nina of Tzvias, that he didn't do it during the day. That's why it's better. Why? We had this running more before. Everybody said Mishalanu. This is like Rabbi Kono. He says Fin Unzira. That's she's
no,
one of
I
us.
I didn't say this. Your
you never said that.
Never said
your people say it. My people didn't say. Esther. The boss app is a Chodesh Teves. Yerach Shenene Guf Menaguf. Hague especially arranged that she should go in during Chodesh Teves. Chodesh Teves, as you know, is very cold. That's the middle of the winter, Kislev Teves, real heavy-duty cold, so that a person wants to warm up, guf men aguf, and therefore she should be moitzichein be'enav. V'yev ha-melech ha-sesa mikol ha-nash, v'tizichein v'chaz levon mikol ha-psula, it's a taka word. Now, Omer Rav, b'kish litum tam psula to'am, tam be'ula to'am. Now, what's the pshat in this drasha? Because the pasuk says l'choyre a double lashon. But you have a melech hasesem mikol hanashim. He loved her more than all the other women. But he's a chayzulad mikol apsulais. He loved her more than all the other psulais. So what's his double lashon? More than all women and all more than all psulais. So says Rav that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made that when a chavesh lived with Esther, if he wanted to be toim etam psula, he was toim etam psula. If he wanted to be toim etam beula, he was toim etam beula. And therefore, he loved her more than all of the nashim and all of the psulais. All the beulais and all the psulais. He made a groisa mishta. Now why did he make the groisa mishta? Because he wanted Esther to reveal her identity to him, her amav yes miladata, and she refused. So he did it in a few ways. First of all, of the mishtai, he made a groisa party and said, look what a party I made for you, you see, I give you such covet, please tell me where you're from. And she didn't want to save the guy. Toli Karga, he went and made a special suspension of all taxes. You see, last Rashi, four lines before the end of Rashi, Toli Karga. That head tax that you usually have, I abolish it. So therefore, he did it for her benefit. And he said, look, everybody's saying, oh, the Esther non-tax, that we abolish the tax in the course of Esther. Please tell me where you're from. She refused to say. Shoda Pardishni. Pardishni, says Rashi, means presents. That Achashverosh sent presents to all of the Sarim, all the ministers, all the noblemen, all the governors in the region. And he said it in her name. He wrote on the card, this is from Esther Amalka. Still, she refused to go and reveal her identity to him. Now it says we covered psula shaynis. After that, he went and Achashverosh said, "Let's collect together more psulas." What do you have? He already has a wife. I'll just fine. What does he need no more psulas for? Ozul shakalaytz mi Mordechai. Interesting. Achashverosh wanted to know where Esther comes from. So he went and asked her husband. He asked Mordechai, "Maybe you can tell me where Esther comes from." Omar said, "Mordechai said, Ein isha miskana ela biyerechavet. If you want her to go and reveal her identity, go and make tzoris and tzoris tzoris about letting yevumis that you have other women in the household. Oh, so machtach tzoris and tzoris tzoris. So therefore, she's mekana biyerechavet. So when she sees that you're bringing in other women, then she'll be willing to go and divulge her background just to go and get these other women out of the house. But for the achila yigal yeledichsev, ein es demagis maladata biyes maladatas amovis maladata. This is a continuation of the same pasuk. Even he becomes psilashenis. Nevertheless, now how do we know taka that Achashverosh went to Mordechai? Because the pasuk says uvi kovets psilashenis uMordechai yoishu b'shara melech. We came to examine the two things. It's hoydi matkish. Here we're talking kovets psilashenis and Mordechai sitting b'shara melech. I'm going to tell you that he went to ask Mordechai for an aitzah of Sittin, but nevertheless, ain't asked him again as Malada to VS, as Amov is Malada. Right. Umar of Luzer, Mike says in the Pasik, Le Yigrami Tzadik Einov. He said again to Pasik, Le Yigrami Tzadik Einov, Yes Malachim Le Kisei, Be Yeshivim Le Netzach, Be Yigbo. Le Yigrami Tzadik Einov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Kireya from the Tzadik, his eyes. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Maisa Tzadikim and he doesn't decrease looking at them. And as a result of appreciating their Maisa Tzidkus, B'yes Malachim L'Kisei, he goes and gives them Malachim. He gives these Tzadikim children, grandchildren will be kings. V'yashivim L'Netzach, and they'll be there forever and ever. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to dash in this pasuk. So, Gemara, this chartzniyus shoyi zebab ben Rachel zochsa v'yotzim imenu shoul. Mischartzniyus shoyi zebab ben Shoul zoch v'yotzim imenu Esther. The pasuk tells us bischar the tzniyus that we will find by Rachel. The Gemara is going to talk about Rachel that she gave the simonim to her sister Leah, and the Gemara calls that an inyan of tzniyus because she wasn't megala the fact that this is Rachel or Leah. We'll see the Gemara in another moment. So because of that, this she was zoich to have Shaul. Shaul, of course, came from Binyamin, Ishimini, like we learned yesterday. And Binyamin, of course, was from Rachel. Rachel had two sons, Yosef and Binyamin. And this Chatzni Shaul, said, well, Shaul, we'll see what that Tznius was by Shaul about. So for Yosef Menu Esther, Esther was an Einikel from Shaul. So tomorrow my tzniyas, how you say, Rachel, what's the tzniyas? That's what it says in the Pasuk. V'yagin Yaakov l'Rachel, ki achi avi ahu. Yaakov says to Rachel that Yaakov is the brother of her father, meaning that Yaakov is an uncle to Rachel. Right, Timara, v'chi achi avi ahu. It's not true. Yaakov was not the brother of her father. Rachel's father was Lavan. Yaakov was certainly not a brother of Lavan. V'aloi ben achois avi ahu. Instead, Yaakov was the son of the sister of her father, meaning that Lavan had a sister by the name of Rivka. Rivka Imenu married Yitzchak. Yitzchak and Rivka had Yaakov. So Yaakov, therefore, was a cousin of Rachel, because Yaakov's mother, Rivka, was the sister of Rachel's father, Lavan. So it should say in the pasuk that Yibayagid Yaakov LeRachel ki ben achois aviyahu, that he is the son of the sister of her father. Why is it kachi aviyahu? Exactly, don't say achois aviyah. Ella Omar La, he said to her, mincevali, I'd like to marry you. Omra lay, so Rachel said to Yaakov, in I agree. In other words, I accept. Miu Abramohu v'loyachlisle. You should know my father Lavan enishka groisa tzaddik. He's a groisa ramai, and you won't be able to go marry me. Meaning, because I have an older sister Leah, and he's never going to allow me to marry you before my sister Leah is married. Is Omalah. So now said Yaakov to Rachel, Achim ani b'ramois. It's okay, I am his peer when it comes to Ramayis. Amalei Mishal, it's Riklas, Kriyim, and Ramayusa. How can you be a Ramay? Mr. Chatzadik! Amalei in, as we stay in Pasik, im Novar to Tovar, im Ikesh to Tapal. You have to go in Rome, you got to do like the Romans. If you're dealing with a Novar to Tovar, in other words, if you're dealing with a crooked person, you have to act crookedly, because these are the type of people, and you got to work with these guys in their sprach, in their way. Amalei, he said to my Ramayusa, tell me, what is the Ramayis that you're referring to? Amalei, Isli, Achsa, the Kishisha, Minayah. I have my older sister Leah, but he'll never allow this, that Chas V'Shalom, that I should go marry you, because he doesn't want Leah to be an old spinster. Therefore, what did Yaakov do with Rachel? Masala simanim. He gave her special simanim so that we should know for sure that the wedding night is Rachel and not Leah. Kimot alayla, when it came to the wedding night, Omra said Rachel, Hashta michsefa achsoi. Nebuch, my sister, is going to be totally embarrassed because she's going to go into the room together with Yaakov. Yaakov's going to say, no, do you know the passcode? Do you know the simonim? And she won't know. Mesartino nila. So this is a tremendous, tremendous mesiris nefesh, obviously.
Was she right?
I mean, we stay in the Torah that she was not a tzedekis, and because of this grows at tzniyos.
She deceived Yaakov by not being honest with him and giving the password to.
She didn't deceive Yaakov.
Well, she shared the password illegally.
She didn't go and say you're not allowed to give it to anybody else. He gave it to Simonim so that they should go and that he should know and she should know that they're together. But afterwards, she felt bad for her sister that she'd be totally embarrassed. So therefore, she went and shared that secret with the sister. Now, why is it called tzniyos? So if you look at Rashi on the left, on the right hand margin, Rashi's on both sides. Rashi, six lines from the top. Masrasim leleya vu tzniyos shlo yisparsim hadavar shemasalosimanim. She didn't want that this should become pirsum, should become public humiliation, public spectacle, that she didn't have the simanim in the middle of the marital night. Yaakov would run away, or Leah would run away. She wanted all to be betzniyos, and therefore she was zoicha to a tremendous bracha that she had afterwards, shol as an einikum. What is the gneivus
to us? How could
you consume? What is the gneivus?
Yeah. Has to be knowledgeable.
And the gneivus was on Lavan. Lavan was one that did gneivus to us. Because
when she gave the simonim, the simonim, she knew why he's asking for simonim.
100%. Rachel didn't do anything bad vis-a-vis Yaakov. She did a toyiv to her sister.
Knew that when she gave all the simonim, you understand, that it wasn't right. But Yaakov was asking.
I think everybody knows the story, and this again in the Masa.
With her father? Her father forced her into it.
And that's why it says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Vahiba Boike was the morning, and he Leah. Oh, this is Leah. That Hashlav Lehi. Until now, it wasn't Leah. What do you mean? He didn't realize it was Leah? And he took Simon, Shabbos, Rachel, Leah. Leah, the other, and Hashta, the Fichach, Zach, the Yotzim, Mena, Shol. So that's the first part of the story that we said. The Yigra Mitzadik Eina, because Baruch Hu is Mishalim, Schar for the Tzadikim, for the Tzniyos, and the Tzniyos of Rachel, she was Oichim to Shol, Amelech.
Well, it also was dark in the tent. Yaakov wouldn't know it wasn't Rachel, but for that.
But for the simon.
Right.
Exactly.
They had no electric light.
Absolutely correct.
It was dark.
100%.
He said that everybody knew what the only one that didn't know was Yaakov. The whole community knew
that it was Leah.
It had to be Leah. But
okay.
So covered up during the ceremony. But they all knew it.
So we see, like the Chassidim, that they had a good veil. Not Rabbi Cohen always screams about that the veil of Chassidim is too thick. It was a thick veil, he wouldn't be able to see.
What do you mean?
Rav Kamenetsky also held the same thing. What's the tzniyas by Shaul? The chsiv. Yes, var malucha lehigid loy. Asher omar Shmuel. What is all of this about? So the pasuk in by Shaul, it says that Shaul went back to where Shmuel was living, and he met when he was going home, he met his uncle en route. And the Lashon of the Pasuk, for those of you who have the Torah, Ora Shalim, Vayim Shol El Doidai, Shol said to his uncle, Hageid Higid Lanu, Kinimtsu Ho Asoinois, Vestvar Amalucha Lehigid Loi Asher Omar Shmuel. What is all this about? The uncle of Shol met Shol. He said, "Hey, Shol, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a long time. What are you doing over here? You're usually, you know, somewhere else. Where are you coming? I just came back from Shmuel. What did you come back from Shmuel for? Oh, you didn't hear the story? No, what was the story? I have a bunch of asoinois. Asoinois means donkeys. And unfortunately, there was an asoin with a samach. There was some sort of accident, I don't know. And I couldn't find my donkeys. The donkeys were all lost. And I looked and I looked. I put up signs all over and I put the ads in the newspaper. The only one I was able to find, I went to Shmuel. Shmuel told me exactly where the asoin is. He went to Shmuel. Shmuel told him exactly where the donkeys are. Oh, so the uncle said, "Oh, I'm glad that you found your donkeys. Very good news. Kol tov shalom." He didn't tell him there was another reason that he was with Shmuel, because Shmuel had anointed him to be the new king over Klal Yisrael. Now that's a pretty important thing. It's much more important about the lost donkeys. But Shogun Hatzniyistik, in other words, Hatznei Alechas, he didn't want to spread the word. He figured his uncle will eventually hear what everybody hears, but he didn't want to tell him, and that was Itzniyah.
He acted like he wasn't king the whole time.
About the fact that he had been nimshach to be melech, he didn't tell him. Asher Omer Shmuel, that Shmuel had told him that you are now the new melech.
Another person going to brag about it.
Otzai. So because of that sneers, Zachvi Yatsim Manu Esther, he was Oichad to have Esther. The Omer Beluza.
That was contrasted with Shmuel said, Ani Achozer.
Oh, very good. Beautiful. When the Kish Baruch Hu gives Gedula like Malchus to a person, it's not just for him, but it's for all generations. This is the first pasuk at the very top of the Amud when we brought the pasuk, which is how we started off this whole shtickl Gemara. La Yigra Mitzadik Enav. The Kish Baruch Hu will not refrain, will not decrease looking at the tzaddik and his maasim, and when he sees the tremendous snius by Rachel and by Shaul. Yes, Malachim Lekisei. This schar could even lead to Malchus to go and giving out like a melech by Shaul. V'yeshivim lenetzach v'yigbo, and this yeshiva, this will be for Nitzchias. So therefore, if this Kodesh Baruch is placing Gedula, this remains for all generations in that person's mishpach. Weiter, the Imhegis Daitai, if the person, however, becomes now a Balgaiva as a result of all of this newfound Gedula, Kodesh Baruch Mashpil, Kodesh Baruch Chasu Shalom goes and pushes him down. What's the continuation of the pasuk? If this person makes himself holy and great and special, he will be caught up in the strings, in the ropes of oini of anius. So in other words, easy come, easy go. If you get the gedulah from Kadosh Baruch Hu, appreciate it. Don't go and be a balgaiva, because otherwise, Chas v'Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu could take it away. What is this about? So, as we'll see in the next line, that Esther Malka was married at the same time both to Mordechai Atzadik as well as to Achashverosh. Obviously, that she was married to Achashverosh, that was against her will. She didn't have a breira. But each time she went back to her husband, she made sure that she was kosher, that she wasn't chas v'shalom either. So the Mamar Mordechai Esther Oisa, what was that Mamar Mordechai? That he told her that she has to go, and each time if she has a shayla on the damnida, that she has to show it to a chacham, and presumably sometimes even showed it to her husband, to Mordechai. And that was the Mamar Mordechai Esther Oisa. Esther did what Mordechai or what the other chacham would say about the dam, whether it was damnida or not. As we'll learn in Mishnah Maseches Nida, there are five different maris of dam. So therefore, when a woman thinks that she has a mara, she has to go and show it to Ruf to make sure whether it is a mara or not. So Rabbi Yom Shehoise mara dam lechalcham. Kasha hoise ba'om ne'itoy, om rab bar leima, shmeid rab, shehoise imeres mecheke shel achashveirosh, when she would finish living with achashveirosh, v'tevela, she would go to the mikvah to rid herself of that tumah from achashveirosh, v'shem zecheke shel Mordechai, and then she went to Mordechai. Obviously, she did this against her will, not because she wanted to. Rashi is a tevelas machmas nekius shloitei meusa letzadik meshchivosei shel achashveirosh. And Eved al Adoinov, as the Gemara is going to say in another line. So the Gemara is now combining that sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes that the Adoin, the master, gets angry at his servants, and sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes that the servants should get angry at their Adoin. So the Gemara explains, what do we mean? Adoin al Avodov lases ritzoin tzadik, umanu yosef. Kodesh Baruch Hu made that the Adoin means that Paroi should get angry at his servants, the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Oifim. Why did he get angry at them? To go and benefit the tzaddik Yosef. Shinema b'sham itano nar ivri. Oh, that afterwards when Paray had his cholim, and he didn't know how to decipher his cholim, and he showed it to all of the grois, the chacham, and the patum, and none of them had the chatum didn't have a normal answer. So therefore, then the Sar Mashkut said, "Oh, I remember back in the jail there was a shamitun and nar ivri. So why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make the nar ivri go there in the first place? Not because he did anything wrong, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu specially made the odin should get angry at the avodim, so that Sar Mashkut should be together with Yosef. Then eventually Yosef will get out of prison as a result." Similarly, we have Pungfaket. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's maksif avodim al adineim lasis nes letzadik. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes that the avodim should get angry at the odoim to make a nes letzadik. Umanu Mordechai. What is this? Dechzib v'yivod adov the Mordechai v'yagid Esther Malka. How did Mordechai know about the plot of Bigson the Seresh to go and kill Achashverosh? V'yivod adov the Mordechai. Mordechai found out about it so that afterwards the Yeshua will come out from that. So Rav Yochanan, Bigson the Seresh, Nei Tarsim Hava. They were two Tarsim. Tarsim is the name of a place. But these two people came from a place called Torsi. And they spoke the Torsi language. The Oimrim, and they spoke to one another. The Oim Shabbos Zu. Since Esther Malka came on the scene, we never see any sleep in our eyes. In other words, we're up every single night. Meaning that until now, each one there was a different Nar Psula. It was only a one night stand, and that was it. But now Esther Malka, every single night, Achashverosh calls for her, and we're busy the whole time because they were Shomri Mishmaris, they were security guards, so they had to be on the lookout the whole time every night. They couldn't close their eyes for one moment. And they said, "You know what? It's about time. Let's get rid of him. Let's go and put in some eris, some poison into Sefer Shomayim, so that when he comes to go and drink, he's going to drink some of the poison and Kadesh Yomus, and then it'll be the end. We won't have these tzaris." Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu made the avodim be angry at their odoy because these guys couldn't sleep at night. They didn't realize that Mordechai, who was Yoishi B'Shara Melech, he overheard the whole conversation. And because he was a member of the Sanhedrin, the Bezin HaGadol, Lishkas HaGadol, but Yoidea B'Shim HaLoshin, he knew all seven of the charities, including the Loshin Tursi. So therefore, that was the Vada Dovel Mordechai, the Yagad Esther Malka. It's Omaloi. So now, one of the two is saying to the other one, Big Son is saying to Seresh, Ufaket, V'Lei Mishmarti Mishmartecha Shoveh. Our two mishmores are different. You have an earlier mishmor, I have a later mishmor. You don't have to worry. You, when you're putting the eris into the sefer, I'll be on guard. I'll take over your mishmor during that period of time. So I'll do double duty tonight whilst you're trying to do your plot against the king. What was v'yimotzei? Not only v'yimotzei, they found out the truth. They found out this whole story was taka true. V'yimotzei, they looked for him and they couldn't find him. So only subsequently, they say, "Hey, where were you the whole time? John, Jackie, or Big Son or Seresh, where were you?" So they realized he was off the mishmar because the other guy was filling in for him on a temporary basis because of the eris and the seifel, etc. Okay, right to the boss, the Baruch Ma'ele, Kishoy Hamas HaMelech, Bushtei Dachar, Dvor Ma'ele, Gidol HaMelech HaShverish, Shishomim Ben Amdoso, Agol Given Aseyu, etc., etc. That was the beginning of the terrible plot. So, Gimara, Amarava, Ach Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Refuah LaMakke. This Ach Dvor Ma'ele means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already prepared the Refuah before the Makke. In other words, even before Haman started with this whole plot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already set into motion the Refuah. The Amr Shlokish, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Makkah Yisraelim came by Lam Refuah Tchila. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a Makkah unless he does a Refuah before that. Shneimar Kirofli Yisrael, the Nigla Avoid Ephraim. So I already did Rofili Yisrael, I already did the Refuah for Klal Yisrael, and only subsequently the Avoid Ephraim became Nigla that Kadosh Baruch Hu punished, but before the punishment he had already prepared the Refuah in advance. Avu Musayma Einar came, Makkah Oitza Verz, he gives and grace at Makkah. The Agamon Refuah Shneimar, but he gives Shemes Mitzrayim, no goif mir. Rafai after the Nagifa, after the Magaif, and then Rafai, then he brought the Rafu. He didn't want to just go against Mordechai. Now, you have to see the whole Pasuk in context, because the Pasuk keeps on with a progression. The Pasuk says that Mordechai Leichav Leichtach, and then Haman got very upset. He didn't want to go just against Mordechai. They told him that Mordechai is Jewish. So we have first Mordechai Levadoi, then he Gidloyes Am Mordechai, the nation of Mordechai, and then it says Lahashmenes Kol Yehudim. Ah, look to Gemara yet. Omer Rava, betchila b'Mordechai levade. Initially, his plan was to go and kill off Mordechai himself. But so if afterwards his appetite grew and he decided to go be Am Mordechai against the whole nation of Mordechai. Umanu Rabbanan. That's the Am Mordechai, in other words, the peer group of Mordechai with the Rabban. But so if b'chol Yehudim, and then afterwards the pasuk continues on, like we quoted before, v'yivakesh Haman l'hashmin eskol Yehudim, not just the Rabbanan, but everybody. So what did Haman do? He pulled poor who are goyel. Tana, kivishinovel poor b'chodesh Adar, like the pasuk says, b'chodesh Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he poor who are goyel of Nehamam, yem liyim, umichodesh chodesh name Aser who chodesh Adar, that the goyel fell out in chodesh Adar. So when he found that it was chodesh Adar, samach simcha gdoyli, he had a tremendous simcha. Oman nofeli poor b'yerach shemeis by Moshe. Oh, this is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. So apparently this is an auspicious moment. This is going to be an auspicious month for this gezeira against Klai Yisrael. Well, he did, but he didn't know shebishiva ba'adam meis, shebishiva ba'adam noilat. That although it was taka the death, the yahrzeit, but it was also the birthday. That birthday that counteracted the fact that he died in that month. And how do we know it was the same day? Like the Gemara says elsewhere that be'may ve'esrim shana hanoichi hayoyim hayo milu yomo yishnoisai. Says Rashi kedai haleida shetechaper al hamisa. So therefore, the later neutralized the Mises, so therefore it's no longer a bad month. But he didn't know that. Yeshna Yamechon Mufuzim Befeirat, Omer Rav Alekid Yad Lishna Bishar Ki Haman. There was no one that knew a bad Lashon like Haman in Russia. Omer Lei Toh Nechlinu. Haman said to Achashverosh, let's go and destroy the Yiddish folk. Omer La Listafin Meliyav, Teloy Leve Bi Kid Ove Bikamoy. Yechamoyer from the Rabbi Nishloilam, that he's going to do to me like he did to all my predecessors. Look what happened to Paroi, etc. Amalei Yeshnoi Am Echad. Yeshnoi from a Lashon Yashnu Min HaMitzvahs. The word Yashnu over here from a Lashon Shina, meaning that they're not doing the mitzvahs, they're sleeping when it comes time for doing mitzvahs. They're asleep at their mitzvahs, so therefore they're not doing the mitzvahs properly, or they're not doing the mitzvahs at all because they're asleep, and therefore they won't have that protective force to protect them. Amalei. So then Achashverosh said, Isbur Rabban, Absachdu Grois Tamid Chacham, and they're not sleeping at the mitzvahs. Amaloi Am Echadheim. They're all one nation, meaning that unfortunately Rabbanan are in the same pot together with the rest of them. They're also not doing the mitzvahs properly. They're also nish. They're not so holy. You're afraid that I'm going to go and make like a kerech, like a bald spot. In other words, all the Jews are living all in one city, in one section. You're going to have to wipe out that whole section to be like a bald spot. You don't have to worry. That's Yeshnei Mechon, Mefuzar, Mefoyer, Ben Amin. They're all spread out. So if you go and kill all the Eden, it'll be one over there, one over there, one over there. It won't even be noticeable that you've destroyed the Yiddish folk. Maybe you're going to go and tell me, I have a benefit from the Jews. I don't want to go and kill out my citizens. I have a benefit from them. But first, you have no benefits. It's Yeshnei Mechon, Mefuzar, Mefoyer. What means Mefoyer? Kiprei de Zuh is like a mule. She'ein Oizem Peiris. A mule doesn't reproduce, and therefore it's sterile. Exactly, so they also don't produce pears. Maybe you're going to go and tell me Sudagansa Medina Fenzai. They're spread out among all the Medinas, like we said before, that the Mefuz are all over. You should know that their Doseim are totally different. They won't eat from our Shechita, they won't eat from our food. They're not going to go and marry our women. And they won't allow their women to marry us. They
this
won't.
Is on Amun Aleph, though, that Esther didn't eat. Chas v'shalom, she didn't eat. Exactly. Amun's saying.
See, she have a raya to Tosfos. Yeah, Shkoyach.
Amun's been testifying that Tosfos is correct.
Oh, very good. The only problem is he didn't know who Esther was. Because Esther, I guess, was out of the Vesama.
Even those who say differently say she was
anointed. Yeah. Rashi said he's anointed. Yeah. Anyway, right, Einem Oisim, they don't do the Dossi Melech. What means that? The Mafki, the Kulishata, Bishahi Upahi. What means Bishahi Upahi? Says Rashi, they never come to work because they always say, Had Zayontif. Shahi means Shabbos Ayyim, Pahi means Pesach Ayyim. Every single day they're busy with this and busy with that. Mekedesh Kimin.
So no Tachna.
I'm sorry?
No Tachna, like here.
No Tachna, no Tachna, right. Okay. For the Melech and Shevel Anicham. Why isn't Shevel Anicham? Why shouldn't you leave them? To Achlu Vishasu, Umuvazale the Malchus. They eat and drink and they Mavazale the Malchus. Now, how are they mavazin amalchus? If a fly falls into the kais, zorkai, he goes and takes away that shikul zvuv. You know, he pours it off. We should say he drinks the rest of the kais, even though it's a shikul mos, but they're willing to do it. If you were to just to touch the kais of them, they'll throw it all down in the kach. They won't even look at it. So you see, the mavazi you, the mavazin amalchus. Kodesh Baruch Hu knew that eventually Haman is going to be shoy kushkol these aseres alof and kikar kesef. That's why he's marked him our mitzvah machz the shekel to the shekel of Haman or Rosh. That's the refuah kodesh lemaka like the Gemara said before. Then how lechayra, what is the connection between the shkolim of Haman and the shkolim of the machzis ha-shekel? Zogti Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe, that the shkolim of Haman were merames on a period of Klai Yisrael. Meaning, Achashverosh said to him, how could I possibly go and defeat Klai Yisrael? After all, their God is going to go and defeat me and going to take me away. So he said, you have nothing to worry about. Meaning, their koyach of Klai Yisrael is a koyach of Achtus. When they're together as one, then Kadosh Baruch is with them when they're united. But if they're mefuzim afayrad, if they're all in different sects and different divisions, and I won't daven in his shul, he won't daven in my shul, my people, your people, as quoted by one of our famous scholars here among us, that they're all different. So in such a case, then Kadosh Baruch is unfortunately not with them. That was the milsa, the lishna bisha of Haman Rasha, yeshna mechan mefuzim afayrad ben am. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah machzeh shekel, because what's the mitzvah machzeh shekel? Seder Rabbeinu Bechaya, that one yid alone is garnished. It's two yidin together. Unity. The unity of machzeh shekel defeats the division symbolized by the shkolim of Haman Rosh.
We never had different stories until a certain period.
I probably won't be here tomorrow. Mitzvah Rebinchis, Mitzvah Mefulenin, Baroiv Tuz, Baroiv Bechazi, Yisparach.